When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Trot's Life. Toby McKinnon with you. Aaron Dunn joins us. Darren Clayton is an apology. He had a late call up to something. So, Aaron, it's just you and I, mate. How are you and whereabouts are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Walked in the office from the stables. We just finished the last one, so sort of timed it pretty well. We had to rush a little bit to make the appointment.
Very good, mate. You'll be off to Bendigo shortly, surely.
Oh, I think we don't have to lose about three, so not too bad.
Oh, that's not too bad. Now, the Proto Star, we'll kick off with the Proto Star, a race that Racing Queensland has started up. It's a $500,000 event, the Ladbrokes Proto Star slot race. It was $30,000 to buy in, and three Queenslanders got slots. Ladbrokes have got two, and five other people, and there was a number of people entered into it, and there was a draw done, and you were one of them, mate, and your name came out of the Proto Star. Tell us, what was the motivation for getting involved in it?
I got a message on Messenger from Brad Steele with a copy of the thing, and got thinking about it, and come up. I was printed it off and put on the desk, and my partner did say, I was thinking of having my 50th birthday with an identical twin sister that night. Anyway, I ended anyway. I'm in a bit of strife. Sort of was unsure, but I did think I might have had I got probably 10 two-year-olds this year. That's way too many, but I did think I had one there that might be worth a shot at it.
You're in a bit of trouble. Is it just the standard trouble, or is it deeper than normal, mate?
Oh, well, that one's probably a bit of a deeper one. But anyway, yeah. I sort of thought, main reason I thought, well, I got a nice two-year-old, I thought, and I also thought, well, in difference to other slot races, I thought, well, it's probably not a lot of money because you get 10 grand to still run down the track. And if I don't have one quite there, you wouldn't have to be jumping in to get the best one maybe when, at that time of the year, there'd still be a few popping up.
So for 10 grand for going around, so it's a 20 grand roll at the stumps for a $500,000 race. If you said to me, let's spend $20,000 at the yearling sales, buy a horse, and it's guaranteed to run in a $500,000 race, I'd look at you and say, yeah, well, I'm in. It just makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was, and look, surprisingly, not a lot of people knew about it. So, where there might have been a lot more entries, there was, 13 and... I was lucky enough to score one.
You might struggle to answer this. You might blush even. But why do you train so well? What is the secret? You've got such a great record with your horses and young horses, mate. Do you know what it is? Is it the feed that you're giving them? Is there something to it, or you just reckon you've got a good stock and a good eye, or what?
I don't know. Seem to nearly be able to get every horse I have win a race.
Yeah.
Probably put them in some, probably trial two on the weekend. They'll probably go to the paddock, not quite there. And, even a little horse like Sweet Nikki Lou, like she, if you've seen her trial when she qualified, but she was a bit like a mother, a bit crazy. So I had to sort of work her pretty solid. But, I probably jog them along far, keep them rolling a bit. When, you go to a few other places, they jog them a lot slower than I do. So, that longevity, some of them, probably got a couple of them a bit sore. Maybe I jog them a bit too fast sometimes, but that seems to, work with the young ones. And, don't know what it is really. I just do what I do. And like I always said to Dad, I said, you can look at what everyone else does sometimes, but you got to sort of try and stick to what works for you.
Yeah, true right. Now, is 40 Love that nice two-year-old, mate?
He is.
He's the one. And,
He's the one I probably thought, well, that's probably, why I did. He's probably, as a natural horse, at this stage, he's probably been one of the better ones. So anyway, because we're probably still only early to 2 year olds, but you know, still a little. But just a mammoth horse too. Like he's 490 kilos. So like I got his knees X-ray just so I didn't push him too hard, and they're all closed up. So yeah, he put the hobbles on him. Haven't really changed them. You know, he's got no head check. Does everything pretty right. The only concern might be the mother got pulling a bit, and then New Beauty, the half sister that's on the other foal, got pulling a bit at one stage. So I've sort of got to be a bit careful with that.
Yeah, okay. When you say he's a nice horse, sort of one of the better ones, do you mean of the 10 this year, or do you mean right back through Bondi lockdowns, etc.?
Yeah, probably. Bondi lockdown always had the ability, but then just did a bit wrong.
Yeah.
Steve Rowe probably did a little bit wrong to start, you know, starting off. But this bloke probably worried he mightn't have had the dash, but then since he trialled, he's sort of really gone to another level and, pulls up with a really good heart rate. And, probably when I was away up in Sydney, he probably even went a bit quicker than he should have, but still pulled up really well. So, yeah, it's probably exciting at this stage, but, you can go to the races and it all change, and that's always a nerve-wracking thing.
I know, mate, but what about the fact he's fourth generation in the family, right back to Coomba Kine, Rapper Scooter, Shadow Scooter and him? Is that make it a little bit more special than compared to a Bondi lockdown, to have a nice horse out of that family line that you've bred for so many generations with your dad?
Well, I said to myself, my aim was to win five generations with the one breed. So I'm up to three. So this, he'd be the fourth generation, but I'm not sure whether I think I was going to do it with fillies, which it's all been fillies. Coomba Kine, Rapper Scooter, then Little Lynn, one in Melbourne. So she's only a sister to Little Lynn, Shadow Scooter. But, I might have to just say five generations and throw a few colts in because I might get a bit too old.
fair enough. But maybe you'll stand at stud and you might be able to win one with that. But we're getting a bit out of ourselves. Mate, thanks. Oh, remiss of me. Charlton, you got Little Louis in the cup, isn't he? Yep, Little Louis in the cup, drawing the two.
He's drawing the two, has he? Yeah, I didn't actually know that. So, he was travelling nice last week Monday, in the Horsham Cup. And, just one come back at me and that was the end of that. So that was a bit disappointing because he was probably nearly over racing for him, but, at least he was travelling good. And so, hopefully, he'll go a bit better at Charlton.
Was it Cup Day when Bondi lockdown won by 148 metres at Charlton? Was that Cup Day or was that just another day I was there?
No, that was, it was probably about the first week of
November.
January, I think.
When,
it was 3 weeks before the Caduceus that he won.
Yeah.
Which was, crazy. He opened up at the longest odds in that race when the draw came out. So it was $34. So I actually told me mate, Matty Retallick, he had a good win on him, and my brother-in-law bought a Harley out of it. I said, look, that's just crazy. I thought he'd be 4-1. Anyway.
Yes. Little Louis, the same family, I reckon, goes right. He comes out of that same family, doesn't he, as 40 Love?
Yeah. Yeah, he's the first foal out of Little Lynn.
Yeah.
And then
she's a rapper.
Shadow Scooter and Little Lynn are half-sisters, so. Yeah, totally different horses, and this bloke, Louis was probably a pretty small little fella, and this bloke's huge actually, and New Beauty's a big mare too. So it's funny how different, just a different sister and throw a different way. But all hoping he goes well.
And why was it the 40 Love? Was it one serve from your partner, one from her sister, and another one from your partner, which made the three serves 40 Love?
No, we've sort of gone on a bit of a theme each year of different names for foals so we can remember them. So that year we had, we got a Roger and a Rapper. So his nickname's Rapper and Joe Barty. There's a Barty. And so I just went with a tennis theme on him and just put 40 Love. So, anyway.
Well, let's hope you don't put one in the net tonight, mate, with 40 Love, and it all goes well for you, and the Proto Star will be watching on with great interest. Well, thanks for joining us, Aaron, and sharing all that with us.